Businesses have come around to using social media in recent years, but what are the latest trends in the medium?
Well, there's definitely been a maturing process that they've gone through. At first, they didn't really know what to do with the media and with the capabilities, and many PR departments and marketing departments tried to use social technologies just like they've been using other marketing for years, which is to say they were one-directional. They were doing a lot of talking and very little listening. As this didn't work, they've learned that it is a conversation. They aren't completely in control of the conversation. And some of the other big trends that are happening is, of course, mobile devices and social media have fed on each other and are changing where and how customers interact with businesses. The scale is immense, though. I mean, like 65% of the time people are spending on social networks when they're using their mobile devices. And this is a big behavioral change in a really short time. We're also seeing big changes in the amount of money being spent on social media. Companies are allocating budgets. They are hiring people. They're realizing that proficiency in this is as important as training sales staff or providing good customer support, and that ignoring it is a very real risk.
Let's go back to that issue of control, which I'm sure is a major issue for a lot of small businesses, large businesses alike. The notion of allowing their message or their website to be used for discussion that they're not curating, perhaps, they're not able to control, I'm sure that must have been an impediment at first. Has that been overcome in some ways?
It has. There's still a lot of companies that want to control it, and they'll do what they can to censor the conversations. However, many companies have learned to negotiate that space. I call it a dance. They're learning how not to step on the toes of customers, nor to let customers step on their toes. And the ones who have learned to navigate that space have the bonus of being perceived as very authentic, very transparent, and empathetic to customer needs.
So it's very much like learning a new language.
It is. It is. It's a new social skill in a way. And the social skill is demonstrated not just one-on-one with customers, but in front of thousands of your customers.
On your blog, you've written that many companies are quite ignorant about their audience's behaviors and informational needs. They focus entirely on the tiny fraction who make it to the sales process without considering the opportunity to add layers of trust to their brand in the time between sales. Layers of trust. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, I do see that disconnect between what companies imagine customers think about them and what the customers actually demonstrate with their behavior. Some are finding that 75% of the visitors to their website leave in a couple of seconds. They didn't know that before, and they just counted them all as visitors, for example.